Good morning. It's 7:05 a.m. on Monday, July the 29th, 2019. It's a beautiful morning. Especially if you're not in the sun. Although I suspect it would be quite pleasant sitting on a veranda somewhere with a cup of coffee, good book. Busy day today, busy day. Got a board call this afternoon. Sifu. Got therapy this morning. Really need to make some more skier. I had ice cream last night instead of skier. Honestly, I think I prefer the skier. To be fair, it wasn't ice cream, it was the Klondike bar. And it was not ice cream. At least, I'm pretty sure it's not ice cream. I'm pretty sure it's some sort of variation on ice cream. I've been, as is my habit, I did the walking meditation this morning. So I've been really paying attention to the play of light and shade here. And looking around in particular to places where I don't normally notice. This is where the sun shines between houses and trees. And the way little spotlights of morning sun shine on rooftops, on houses. Heard a train go by earlier, which is how I know the weather is. The wind is pretty calm. Or at least if there is a breeze, it's blowing in my direction and bringing the sound with it. Because usually I can't hear it. Usually there's too much disturbance in the atmosphere for the sound waves to propagate that far. I must be really pushing this morning. My legs are telling me about it. I do have the metronome going. I'm not pushing very hard, I don't think. Could be the accumulated stress of 4 miles a day every day. morning. Lady in her ball cap. Looking stylish in a flowered blouse and baby blue sneakers. Cool air, feels so good. It was another 90 degree day yesterday. Okay. Let me get across the street so the car can go by. Intersection. The city's busiest intersection. It's probably not even in the top 100 busiest intersections. And there have been a lot of mornings of late, particularly where I've gone through here, and it's been like nobody there, just me. Today there were three cars, one from each direction. The fuck, dude? Pardon the F-bomb, but there's a guy in a pickup truck. He's driving along. He's coming along from behind me. And all of a sudden, he practically stops in the middle of the street and pulls over to park. And causing the car behind him to nearly tailgate him. Tail end him. And then pulls back out in traffic and continues on. That was unexpected. Okay, we're getting ready here to make the turn. A little long eastern reach. Here we go. Just seemed to be a little bit of a breeze blowing up the street, which feels really good. Going upon it. You're ready. Stay with me. Look post. So I, because of a bunch of excuses, I didn't get Kit Grace working yesterday. I've had a couple of interesting suggestions about where the shaman came from. I'll work on it. That the answer may not be in this book. Morning. Glad you was a little Scotty dog. I'm not the only one losing weight. Such a small aspect. Seems so happy. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. I'm really just absorbed in the morning. Sun is still low in the sky. Long shadows. The sky is a deep blue. It's not the deep blue of fall. It's too much water in the atmosphere. It's sort of hazy pale blue. break out for the last 200 yards here into the sun, making a turn alongside the park. What do I see? I don't smell anything this morning. The day is particularly devoid of aroma. This little breeze. I think that's wild amaranth. Big dark brown. Foxtails of some kind of seeded weed. Most of the thistle seems to have gone by. Still a lot of fuzz on the buds. I don't see a lot of purple. Of course, I'm staring right into the sun, so it's a little difficult to see. There's a few over there, I think. All the seeds are brown. Almost all the grasses have gone to seed. The white poppy, spiny white poppy, has gone by all its current crop of blossoms. There's no white blossoms on that this morning. We're gonna get crab apples this year. Maybe. I don't see any fruiting bodies on that one. That half willow tree still has this odd look to it. Like there's this whole dead gray upward reaching infrastructure skeletal tree. And this cascade of vibrant green kind of fountaining off the side of it. It's disconcerting because it's so off balance. Across the last street. Here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.